This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by the IDS Network and Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS. Get yourself 33% off, free shipping. Hey, listeners that are overseas, they ship worldwide. Get up on it. Hey, hey, overseas listeners. Hey, boy, hey. Hey, girl, hey. How's everybody doing? This, as you heard, is RTR. I am Queen Neen.
And I am your man, Big B, coming to you live and direct.
You don't even wait anymore for anybody to introduce you, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
You love it when I take charge.
Not really. But anyway. So, RTR, man. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing.
You guys are doing incredible things.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are doing incredible things. The only way you guys could be even more incredible is to stop stopping us on the street with your feedback and send that shit in.
Like they seem to do that across the network. In Deep Show. Recap. The Un. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't want to be a hypocrite because sometimes it's like, damn, I should send them feedback. And then I forget. So I can understand if sometimes people do that.
I mean, forgetting, I understand, is a horrible thing too, but
yeah.
I mean, it's great that you have it, but it's like, especially like Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, my first couple phone calls is, yo, on the show, that y'all was, I'm like, dude.
I think, you know what it is?
Record that shit.
I think people are like a little bit shy and a little bit afraid to do it.
They don't want to hear their voices.
That could be it too. Because, you know, it did take me a minute to get used to my voice and like hearing it. You know what I mean? Like, so I think sometimes, like, I have one friend who's like, I don't like the sound of my voice, you know, when I listen to it. And I'm like, okay, right. Well, type that shit. Type it. Send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com if you don't want to send a voice recording.
No doubt. I'm going to start spotting you people that call me.
What do you mean spotting?
Like, put your whole government and the whole the whole phone number. I say, and Sharice Best called me from 703-918-7743 and had to say,
I really hope that's not a real person and a real number, because I'm going to need you to go back and edit that out.
Sharice.
Okay, go back and edit that shit out, because that's not nice at all. Okay?
Put it in writing.
Yeah.
Or you can call us and record it. Leave a voice message.
What's the number, B?
The number is, let's do it together, 202-
You don't know it, do you?
750-1-IDS.
What does the IDS stand for?
1473.
Okay, just checking.
Check on me, Negro.
I'm checking on you.
I got this.
Okay.
Do you see?
Did you remember the 750 though, for real?
Do you see the presidential plaque on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
That means I am the Terrence Howard of this empire.
Oh boy.
I will shoot you and
it's
put you in the river.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
God damn it.
Whatever. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at @MS_SmartyPants. You can find the show at Recap the Recap.
Yes. And you can find me sexually harassing the Twitter streets.
Oh boy.
At In Deep Show B.
I was like, did you forget?
No. Actually, you know, there was another one that I wanted you to use other than sexually harassing the Twitter streets.
Okay.
I was going to say, you can find me changing the dirty pamper of the Twitter streets.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That's what I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're on it that often?
Because they are I'm policing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're in the background. I'm on lurking. Patrol.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to do that because if there's one thing I learned about 2014, the trolls are real.
I try to tell you, son.
I'm just saying.
You don't really necessarily
know the trolls until the trolls knock on your front door.
I tried to tell you.
But, you know.
I got pushback.
The good thing about the trolls is they didn't win. Mm. They just showed me another layer of defense that I need.
Okay.
Woo-hoo! Shout out trolls. You guys are needed in everyday society as well.
They're like haters. Like some people say, like, you need haters.
At least haters are more prone to come to your face and present their hate, as opposed to trolls kind of lurk in the dark corners and throw hate bombs, and you don't know where it actually came from until you do research, and then you do your research and you find out who they are, and then they try to send you the nice tweets and stuff and say, hey, Big B, just wanted to say hi, check on you, make sure everything was okay and stuff. And do you want it? And, you know.
Okay. You know what?
Never met him. Tell me about him.
But I'm bumped. You're so.
Your eyes are pretty today.
Are they?
Is it the light is on differently? Put your head back. Lean back. Okay, don't squint the one thing. Now you look high.
Because I got high. Damn, some people wake and bake. I'm not a wake and bake. I don't do that, but some people do that.
Really?
Absolutely.
I don't think I've heard that terminology.
You don't know what? Oh, wow. I know a few people that will stretch up in morning yawning and get to waking and baking.
Boop, boop, boop. Oh, got you.
Yeah. Okay. Get it in.
Yeah. Rise and blaze. Okay, mm-hmm. I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay, wake up. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant, I got you. I thought you meant
literally totally meant bake?
No. I thought you meant like get up and like this shit is sort of flawless. I woke up like this and just hit the streets.
Oh. I mean, that.
I woke up like this.
You know. No, I got contacts. I got to put in and, you know. Ooh. What the fuck? What was that?
What?
You didn't hear yourself just now?
What?
Okay. Anyway, so there is always going to be some fuckery going on in the streets. We know that. You know, I know that. You know that. Folks listening, they know that.
They know that.
You know?
They bring that.
They bring it?
They bring that.
Talk about different, not that kind of fuckery.
Oh, totally. Thought we were back on the trolls again.
No.
Okay.
No, we're letting that go. Letting those trolls go back into their hole or back under the bridge.
Let go and let Gotti.
Word. So, but no, I'm talking about just being out in the streets, being a black man or a black person or a person of color, because there's another story. There's another story that's in the news about a person of color being shot and killed by the police. Okay. So,
You know what? I'm sorry. 2 seconds before we get into that story.
Uh-huh.
You just made me think of something I thought of the other day. It's kind of funny, and I don't want to be that dude or whatever, but you need permits, registrations, and all kinds of things to hunt deer and shit at certain times of the year, and what apparatus you can hunt them with, and, you know, when you can hunt this and that animal. Is it? Black people, all you need is a weapon of choice.
How about that?
It's open season.
How about it? So Jeremy Reed was a passenger in a car, and mind you, that car was a Jaguar. Mm-hmm. That allegedly rolled through a stop sign, right? So, and this is from New Jersey. So two officers, one black, one white, stopped them. And Days is the black officer, when he stopped them, went to the car and was like, you know, put your hands up, don't move. But Jeremy was like, you know, hey, we're not doing anything. Again, the passenger, we're not doing anything, nothing's going on. And the driver, Leroy Tutt, was like, got my hands out the window, So, you know, you can clearly see his hands, but I guess they weren't really sure what Jeremy was doing. And I guess the officer Days thought he was going in the glove box. So he was like, look, don't move. You know, he was like, I will shoot you dead. You're going to be fucking dead. Excuse my vulgarity. But he was like, you're going to be dead. Don't reach for anything. You know, so and Reed's trying to tell him, you know, Jeremy is trying to tell him, I ain't got no reason to reach for nothing, bro. I don't have anything, you know. And so, of course, he tells him to stay. Officer Days says stay in the car. But Jeremy decides to get outside the car, you know. And when doing so, he gets shot. Because, you know, Officer Days and what's the other officer? Worley, they think he has a gun. So, of course, turns out he didn't have a gun. And now he is dead. Mm. Just another case, you know. I mean, well, and he also did, Jeremy did let them know, hey, I'm getting out of the car and I'm going to get on the ground. You know what I mean? Because I guess he was like, I don't want to be another statistic. But again, they thought he was reaching for something in the glove box. And yeah, they shot him.
Yeah, you know, wow. As horribly horrible as that is, dude, just follow directions.
Right.
And just there's no need for you to decide you're going to get into a better position for them to feel more comfortable with you.
Right.
They're letting you know what their comfort level is. Don't
right.
move.
Right.
Whatever, whatever. And it's just, I mean, from the way this story is written, it just seems like you are defiant, almost in a way. Not forcefully, but like, yeah, yeah, I hear you saying stop moving, but I'm going to keep moving.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you saying just sit here, but I'm going to get out the car.
See, I wonder if part of that was probably fear, that he was like, look, I don't have anything. I'm just going to get out of the car. I'm going to lay on the ground. And then you can do whatever the hell it is you need to do. And the only reason why I say this, hold on, beep, before you say something. The only reason why I say this is, now, mind you, I don't know what relevance this has in this article. But they do state that Jeremy was in jail for 13 years for shooting a New Jersey State Police trooper. I'm sorry, for shooting at New Jersey State Police troopers when he was younger. But, you know, he was 36. And he also was arrested last year on drug possession and obstruction. So that makes me wonder if he was like, no, really, let me just, here's my hands. I'm going to get out of the car. I'm going to get on the ground.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe from his past experience, he was like, let me just try to, you know, figure out a way to do this. Now, I guess Leroy was like, hey, here's my hands. My hands out the window. What you need me to do? Because Leroy is still alive to tell the tale.
Right. But see, even after reading that, it just makes it even worse for me because the actions that dude that got shot displayed was that of a person that has never been in a situation like this before. Mm-hmm. So okay, you're nervous, blah, blah, blah. That's why I was like, just listen. But nigga, you hip to the game. So you should, even the most hardened of hard criminals understand the word freeze. You know, and when they're running or they're doing whatever, when they hear freeze, that means there is a weapon on me at this point. Let me stop and let someone get shot.
Right. I mean, and like I said, Days did say, and I'm going to quote this article because there was video. So Days said, I'm going to shoot you. You're going to be dot, dot, dot. I'm going to show that. Like I said, I think that's probably fucking dead. If you reach for something, you're going to be boop dead. You know, and so, like I said, then Reed was like, I have no reason to reach for anything, bro. I'm not doing anything, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. I don't know. I thought about that, too, and I was like, well, because lucky for me, like, the only one incident that I was in, it was like I had just dropped somebody off. I think I talked about this on IDS. I just dropped somebody off, and, like, a cop car came behind me. And it was another girl in the passenger seat. Cop car came behind me and a paddy wagon came behind it. And I was like, oh my gosh, what the hell happened? What the hell is about to happen? What did we do? You know, knowing we just dropped off one of our friends. So, you know, so they come over and then, of course, you know, I got a whole bunch of cash in my car because I just like cashed a check. And I'm like, are they going to take this wrong? Like, what's going to happen? But the whole thing was apparently it was like, the friend that I dropped off, and I'm going to use air quotes, looked like someone that had stabbed somebody like on another part of town, on another side of town. I'm like, how in the hell would you have gotten here that fast? If you, you know, and why are you stopping me? Why don't you go back to his house? You know what I mean? So that was like, that's probably like one of the scariest moments. I mean, I've been pulled over in situations before, but that was probably one of my scariest moments for me.
All right.
But
and see, same thing with me. It was, and even with four of my buddies, we were on our way to the Ibex. So let you know how long right. ago that was.
How about that?
But when we went to pick up the last member of the crew that we were rolling with, there's this one dude that we, I don't know why we continue to let him rock with us. He was just one of those dudes that he just liked to push the line.
Mm-hmm.
Never really crossed it, but he just loved to push it and see how far he can extend the line when it came to fucking with people.
Mm.
So anyway, as we pulled up to the dude's apartment that we was about to pick up, the little Domino's man was walking across the street into an apartment. So the little obnoxious dude I was just telling you about was like, yo, motherfucker, give me that pizza. Ha ha. You know, whatever. So, you know, dude we're picking up comes in the car. We get to driving. Right as we got right in front of Walter Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Cops. And I don't mean cops, like the two that were in the car. I mean 15 cars.
Damn.
And I mean surrounded. Other directions, cutting off all of Georgia Avenue.
Whoa.
Guns drawn, the whole shit.
Georgia Avenue is always popping, too.
You better believe this. So, spotlight, I mean, floodlights. It would look like it was daytime.
Mm.
It was so much light out there. And so, you can hear the officer is not joking. I mean, every other word was F. Or effing, or F your mother, or something.
Ooh, should I have done that when I was telling my story?
You know what I'm saying?
His actual word. Oops.
You know, and it was just like, and so they wanted us to get out of the car one by one and get out and get on our knees.
Whoa.
So they're on the loudspeaker barking the instructions. So it's me and asshole in the back seat together.
Mm.
And he starts with the man, fuck this shit. I ain't getting out the car. I said, nigga, I will elbow the fuck out of you if you don't shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But the whole point why I'm telling this story is because of injuries that I've had, it is extremely painful for me to just, you know, just get down on my knees. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not really going to happen. And so, in the sort of same situation as this young man,
mm-hmm.
you know, I tried to, there was an officer that was closer to the car than the one barking the instructions. And I told him, I have an injury. Is it okay if I lay down? Because I cannot kneel down.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted us kneeled with our hands behind our heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can you please let him know, please? You know, and he told him, he was like, he's going to lay down. He's hurt, you know. So I lay down, did the spread eagle thing and the whole shit, you know.
Damn.
And, but yeah, man, you got to.
Wait. Was that all from him yelling about the pizza?
What turned out to happen was that pizza dude had got robbed the week before.
Oh, so he was scared.
He was scared, and he has a horrible accent.
Okay.
Not that his accent was horrible. It's horrible to understand, I guess, right. I should say.
Right.
So he was trying to tell the police, I got robbed last week and I'm scared.
Oh, instead of, it probably came
they
out.
They took it. These guys robbed me.
Right. Oh, snap.
So,
So how did it get straightened out? I'm sorry.
They,
inquiring minds.
You know how they do when they pick the victim up and mm-hmm. bring them to identify the people?
Sure.
They figured it out then.
Okay.
So you can probably tell how long this ordeal okay. took.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. It actually kind of worked out in a benefit because poor black people.
Oh, boy.
As we got to the club, because you know the club is on Georgia Avenue,
mm-hmm.
we were fucking hometown hero. Oh, we saw y'all. Y'all niggas is dope. Drinks for you.
Oh, gosh.
Nigga, we got free drinks all night because we were just them thug criminals.
Oh, boy.
So I grabbed everybody and held it up. I was like, listen. Milk this shit. We getting drinks tonight.
Oh, boy.
I was broke.
Well,
I was okay. broke in college. You know.
All right. Well, from one potential criminal to a real potential, criminal.
I did my time. Don't. Okay. Wait a minute. That's not a good thing to hold on.
No.
Okay.
Again, from one pseudo fake
wannabe after watching a good action flick criminal.
Right. To a real criminal. I'm talking about Mark Wahlberg. Oh. I'm not even gonna lie.
I thought you were gonna say Doc.
Oh, see, you know
he's
what?
He's a real criminal.
You know what?
Have you heard what he does to stories? This should give you 25 to life in most podcasts.
Adios, sauces. Anyway, yeah, I didn't realize Mark Wahlberg, like...
was a douchebag?
Yeah, he was like a dick back then. I mean, let me see. And I'm not even tell what he did before I even actually get into talking about what the story is about. So... the first thing he did, or is this the second or the third? I don't know. But let's say one of the things he did was he assaulted this Vietnamese man that was getting out of his car carrying two cases of beer. And I guess he wanted the beer. So, you know, he cursed at him. And then he took a wooden stick and beat this man unconscious and broke the stick. Okay? I did not know that about Mark Wahlberg. Now, granted, he was 16. I don't care. You still were an asshole. All right?
I'm going to comment when you finish his charges.
Okay. So then he also, after doing that to this guy, Mr. Lamb, he ran up to another guy, Mr. Tran, and he asked him to hide him. And then when the police cruiser went past, he punched this man in the eye. I mean, so for that situation, so that was two counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, marijuana possession, criminal intent for violating the civil rights injunction that is about to, I'm getting ready to tell you about that. And so for doing that, so it was a 3-month sentence, 3 months, okay, let's say that, 3 months, and he only served 45 days.
Asian right? Lives Matter.
Huh, how about the hashtag? Hashtag Asian Lives Matter. So anyway, so let's talk about now. So Kristen Atwood, she was a group of...
he had another charge.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to tell you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so Kristen Atwood was in a group of fourth graders back in the day.
Yes.
When she was, you know, back in the day. And so they had just come from the beach with their teacher, who was white, but they just come from the beach. And so Mark Wahlberg and a group of other kids decide to call them a nigger, decide to call them niggers and throw rocks at him and just keep, you know, they kept bothering them. And the only reason why they stopped was because an ambulance driver saw what was going on and made them stop. Okay. So Kristen is like, no, I don't think he should be pardoned because what he did was horrible. And I still have the scar, you know, from that day. I still remember that day very well. And I don't think he should be pardoned for this, you know. But the teacher, her name was Mary Belmont. And again, like I said, she was white. She's like, well, you know, he was young. He was a kid. I think you should forgive him. That was a long time ago. So I think that happened when he was 15, when he did this. And then the harassment and the beating of the Vietnamese men happened when he was 16. So,
and about how old is he now? About
he's 43, I think 43. Mm-hmm. So it did happen. Yeah, 43. It did happen a while ago. So that was like 88 when the attacks happened on the Vietnamese men. Mm-hmm. You know, and he was only in jail for 45 days for that. Now he didn't even go to jail for throwing the rocks and all that other stuff at the kids. You know. But they were like, okay, if you do one more thing, then this is what's going to happen to you. Then I guess that's why he went to jail. But I don't think he should be pardoned. I'm sorry. I mean, I understand he was a kid. I mean, it's not like, you know, what has it stopped him from doing? He was a model. He was a rapper, quote unquote. He's a actor.
You mean the same niggers that he threw rocks at made him the famous person that he is today? Or at least catapulted.
Well, right. And this is back in the day in the segregated area of Boston. I mean, they said it was mixed, but it was segregated. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of feel both ways on different parts of this story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should say privilege or honor or whatever, but I met him. Mm-hmm. I met him in Missouri in a mall. And it was actually, they were there to do a show. It was, that was when he was Marky Mark, of course. Mm-hmm. It was
Marky Mark,
Biz Markie, Daddy, Big Daddy Kane, and somebody, it was another act. I want to say, I freaking can't remember. But anyway, so it was in a record store or whatever, and he came in, and he was looking for something, and I actually kind of pointed him to it. And from that, he started, you know, talking to me. He's like, oh, my God, you're a big-ass dude, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, you know, I play ball down the street. And you know. Anyway, so he gave us, like, took us for the, you know, come to the show. And it's like, you know, we did, and then we hung out, like, the next day. And it was, like, it was cool as shit. You know, he was a cool-ass dude. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, I guess it's that old adage, you know, can a zebra change the stripes? Or
leopard spots,
zebra stripes. I've heard both.
Okay.
So, or, you know.
Can a racist not be a racist? Can an asshole not be an asshole?
Right. Can you outgrow some of that stuff?
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm really going to hope by now. Because, I mean, I'm sure he's done a lot of other things, you know, besides just acting. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's very, you know. Much in his community, and you know, helps in his community, helps in other communities, and I'm sure he's done countless, you know, charity events and blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm kind of with Kristen, man. I kind of feel like he shouldn't be pardoned, you know, for doing that. I mean, now, I know you grew, that was when you were younger,
right? And that's what I'm saying. Now to that side of my confliction,
mm-hmm.
I'm currently dealing with that same situation,
right?
I had an incident where, to cut down on the story, I got into a bar fight defending someone.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, I was arrested. I was charged with, you know, they put every charge they can on you just to see what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had assault and battery and all other kind of charges.
Mm-hmm.
And those charges, I mean, that was, what, 22 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they still follow me.
Yeah.
And they've kept me from having particular jobs that I was interested in. And, you know, from what I was told, Illinois is not a state that expunges. So I'm mm-hmm. stuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm currently trying to go through a governor's pardon to get that shit off my record so I can go on with my life.
Right.
You know? So, again, I'm in the position of, damn, the, you know, it was 20-something years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what I mean, at the same time, what I did wasn't heinous and racist and,
right,
you know, fucking with kids and robbing people, you know.
Right.
There was a dude that was about to get completely fucked up and jumped. And I stepped in and defused the situation.
Right.
That was it. I didn't beat any. I beat the people that I beat. I did only enough to get him and me out of the situation.
Right.
And then we left.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, I'm not being biased, but to me, those are two totally different things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And granted, you were older than 16, I'm sure, when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But those are two totally different things. Because one, you were probably fighting for your life and for your friend's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You just happened to, didn't work out in your favor where, you know, you got in trouble. But, you know, this is him, you know, not only throwing rocks at kids.
Children, yeah.
And then, you know, hurling, you know, racial slurs at them.
Mm-hmm.
You also tried to rob and you beat the shit out of a man and made him, and he went unconscious,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you not only asked another man to help you, and when he did, and the cop car went by, you hit him in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, those to me are two different things.
Very different.
You know, and again, I get that he was young when all these things went down, but what did he do that he just didn't get caught for?
Right.
You know, so.
And being that he was young, you also have to ask yourself, is this a situation where maybe he was a product of his environment and his upbringing of a racist upbringing, but then after he got a little bit older and was able to see the world through his own eyes, maybe he realized, even by just getting in the rap game, maybe, you know, he realized, nah, you know, that's, I'm not following the same shit my uncles and parents and shit probably said to me.
Sure.
So, I don't, my, I guess my thing is just this. I don't think it should be a situation of the powers that be look at this and say, oh, Mark Wahlberg, he's a superstar. Let's pardon him.
Right.
I think they should really, you know, try to dig as deep as they can to find out and remind him of what he's done and maybe make him face some of the people that he hurt.
Maybe. The story doesn't say that he actually spoke to Kristen or the teacher, Mary. I don't know. I mean, this is just my opinion. I don't think he should be pardoned for that. Because, I mean, if you're going to pardon him, then there's probably countless other folks out there that, you know, maybe have done some dumb shit when they were younger. And, you know, that's still following them, you know, to today. Mm-hmm. And if he wasn't the big Mark Wahlberg actor and, you know, rapper, model, like, you know, would this, first of all, this wouldn't even be a story. Okay. Second of all, it's like, would people in Boston even care? You know, would they just be like, oh, well, you were young, so move on with your life, sir. And he'd be going through the same shit that you're going through now? Probably.
Right. Exactly.
So, but anyway, off of that criminal, which I'm very surprised. I did not know that about him.
You know, when I first heard that story, excuse my voice. When I first heard that story, mm-hmm. I couldn't help thinking of the movie, what's the one where he was a genius? Good Will Hunting?
Mm-hmm.
And those, remember those fight scenes when they were just rolling up on the dudes in the park and just kicked it off and just melees? And I'm like, oh, you really wasn't acting then, huh? That's just the shit you did.
Nope.
All right. And in Boston and everything.
How about it?
How about them apples?
How about it? Okay. All right. Could you imagine if you left for work one morning and you came home and your fucking house was leveled? Like, nothing was there. And you were like, wait a minute, did I just pull up at the wrong house? Like, what?
Wrong lot.
Right. What happened just now, you know? So Diane, and I'm gonna guess her name is Andra Shack, from Middletown, New York, left to go to work, came home, and her husband of 9 years, so not like they just got married, it's not like they were estranged, had bulldozed their single family home with everything in it. Like, he didn't take out anything.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes there, furniture still there, well, remnants of the furniture still there.
Heed my warning, bitch.
I was like, what? And I actually saw this, someone interview this guy. His name is James Rain. I saw them interview him, and he was so matter of fact, like, mm-hmm. Well, I told her the house was unstable, so I was going to bulldoze the house. And they were like, wait, you just, there's nothing wrong? You guys are still okay? And he was like, oh, yeah, everything's cool. But I just, you know, thought I should bulldoze the house because it was becoming an unstable dwelling. So, and so he did it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the only thing that's happened to him is he's so far been charged with criminal mischief, and he's been released on $300 bail. But what was really funny is Diane said that they were actually in the process of renovating the home, you know, and they had a conversation, and she said, you know, she said, I asked him, you know, are you going to knock down the house with a bulldozer? And he was like, yeah. So
I said, look like I'm playing.
Right. Clearly he was not playing. I mean, oof. Yeah,
women,
well,
take your men serious.
And she said she was just like, you know, nothing's going on. You know, we weren't arguing. You know, we weren't in the middle of a divorce. Yeah. Now they have nowhere to live. Like, where are you going to stay now?
Chuckles.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, could you at least got the stuff and put it in like one of those little pods that you can put on the street or something? Damn.
Knowing him, he probably would have bulldozed that shit too.
Well, like, does insurance, like, count for that? I mean, how's that? Okay. I don't know. I don't know how that works out with insurance either. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Don't care how much it costs, you just gotta help me stop the hurting. Help me be a different person if I'm somebody else. It never happened to me. If I'm somebody else, it never happened to me. If I'm somebody else, it never happened to me. If I'm somebody else, it never happened to me.
So, Queenie Queen.
All right, ayo. So, let's go to the description first. Join Lawrence and Pam on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. as they give the male and female perspective to help you make better decisions. Because we all know, when you know better, you do better. So, today's show that we are recapping is called A Different Identity Radio Show. You can find this show on Blog Talk Radio. And it is under WXRP Radio. The show seems to tape, as mentioned, once a week, but it tapes live, and you can actually call in and give your opinion on whatever topic they are talking about. I will say I'm not sure how many shows they're in because it's Blog Talk, so it's kind of hard to go back and look in the archives to get a count. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really sure, but it is an hour show, and I will say that they have a segment called Wow, the Wow Person, which is words of wisdom. And actually, of course, as soon as they said this, you know who popped in my head. So their Wow Person is a person who is motivational and an influential person who just drops, you know, gems of knowledge on people daily.
You're thinking about me?
Okay, I'm sorry. The other person I was thinking of. No, not you.
I was actually thinking that I would be a great wow person.
Okay, you probably would, but you were not the first person that popped in my head.
I would come from a different angle.
I'm sure.
Painful, but true.
Well.
But you will say wow when I get finished talking.
Go boy. I kind of feel like they're not talking about that type of wow person. Anyway, I was thinking about Jay Mayo. That's who popped in my head when they were talking about a wow person. I think it's a wow person of the month.
J Mayo that hasn't sent in his
connection. Okay. All right. We're not on that segment yet. Anyway, so let's get into the recap. So this topic for this particular episode is talking about people that are needy or people that want to feel needed. And yeah. Is there a difference between the two?
Right. Needy versus needed.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, let's hear what they have to say about this.
So, Pam, you want me to go first or you want to kick off?
Go ahead, kick it off.
Well, I'm going to start off with a question. And that question is going to be, is there a difference between a person being needy and needed?
So you said needed and needy.
Yes.
Of course there's a difference. I think there's a difference. Okay. I think that when a person is needy, they're seeking. And when a person is needed, they're wanted. So I think it's a difference between wanting and need. Wanting and, I could use the same word. Wanting and seeking. So okay. I think that when you are needy, you're just seeking. You just have to have all of the attention, all of the time, and all of that. That's a needy person. But when you want to be needed, then that means you're seeking to be, you're seeking. You want okay. someone to look for you, to be there, to say, I need you. So it's a flip. It's a flip of the script.
It's a flip of the script. What do you think, B?
It's definitely. I think she was right on. I think she mm-hmm. was pretty spot on with her assessment of the difference of the two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I was like, Yeah, I thought it was an interesting breakdown.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess for me, I had always thought of it, I guess just sort of given a Cliff Notes version of what she just said, I just always thought of it as when needy is when needing goes wrong.
Interesting. Interesting way to say that. I should write that down.
I'm sorry, you're looking at me like you have me committed or something.
No, it's an interesting way to say that. So, anyway, okay, so they go on to further discuss, and this time Lawrence is speaking about it in his opinion on being needy versus being needed.
When you talk about needy, it's more of a dating type of interaction. When I look at needed, I look at it more from a wife perspective. Like a wife wants to be needed by her husband. She wants to be needed by her family. And I think a needy person has some other things going on. And I think it attributes to like a fear of abandonment. Like I want to have a family, and this is the only way I need to connect. I need to be connected to someone to feel my self-worth, to feel my sense of worth.
I thought that was pretty interesting, the breakdown of what Lawrence did just then, because never really thought about it from that perspective. Dating is more needy. Needed is a wife, married, husband kind of situation. I don't know, because I think a wife can be needy as well as, you know, someone you're dated may want to feel needed, you know, because it's like you could have a situation where you're dating someone and let's say your car breaks down and you don't call, you know, the person that you're dating to come help you or let them know, you know, so then all of a sudden they don't feel needed by you, you know. And then you could have your wife or maybe even your husband that they don't feel, you know, they don't feel they feel needy because maybe there's stuff at home that you're not doing. So then therefore they're going to, you know, maybe act out in certain ways. So I also thought him saying it's like a fear of abandonment, I thought that was an interesting point to that too. And I'll be honest with you guys, like I was thinking, how are they going to do a whole topic or whole hour on the topic of being needy versus needed? But it actually worked, you know. They go on a little bit further to discuss more in depth about being needy and needed. And I was like, okay, well, I still find this interesting. You know, I'm, as they say, I'm here for this. I'm here for this conversation. I want to hear how and what more they have to say about this particular topic, you know. So So as I kept listening, you know, to the show, and they actually got even further, you know, a little more deep, as we would say, a little more deeper on the topic. And so on this clip, Pam is talking about when you meet someone for the first time and, you know, what you should do.
So I said, you always got to be careful when you first meet a person and start talking. You have to take it slow because you need to listen to a person's history and why they're not in a relationship and what happened with their last couple of relationships. What happened? What did you do? What did he do? You know, you got to ask those questions that did, because behind that, you'll hear the anger. You'll hear the passion about why they are so mad with that person or why everything is good. You'll hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
So that was Pam talking about just being in a relationship and wondering why the relationship didn't work out. You know, if you're dating someone new and someone says, oh, you know, well, what happened in your last relationship? And, you know, maybe you weren't asking the proper questions, or you weren't, or maybe you yourself, you weren't being forthright about, you know, about the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, when I first heard that part of the show, it drew me back to a previous relationship that I had, where earlier on, and this kind of goes into a whole other subject of how we tend to ignore red flags
mm-hmm.
when they're right in front of us. But early on in the relationship, and getting to, well, not early on in the relationship, but when we were getting to know each other,
mm-hmm.
when the topic came up of what happened in your last situation, you know, her answer was, yeah, I actually don't talk about those things.
Hmm.
And I was like, you know, I said, was it something like traumatic? Like, you know, was it a physical situation or something like that that you don't want to speak of because it's hurtful or it's painful, or maybe something that if our relationship, you know, develops, you'll be more comfortable to speak about it? And she said, no, I just don't feel that you should talk about your past situations. And to me, it was a red flag that I ignored, because right. to me, it just embodied everything of, I'm hiding something.
Mm.
I don't want to tell you the level of, I don't want to share with you just how petty a situation could be or how volatile a situation can be. You know, I'd rather you just walk into this blindly, sir.
Mm. Well, but I guess in the same breath, even if someone told you something about their past relationship, it's kind of like, well, you know, it could be the truth or it could be lie anyway. So,
absolutely.
So, but I mean, but I guess it is important to ask those questions, you know. So, like you said, there was a red flag for you,
mm-hmm.
but you're like, meh, okay.
Because to me, I think even the person that's just going to give you their side or their view of what the situation was,
mm-hmm.
they're at least going to give it to you completely one-sided.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They always say three sides to a story.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you've been in the dating carousel for X amount of years, you can sift through a lot of the bullshit when you hear it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but at least they give you something to say, okay, I've been in a situation similar. I kind of know how that might have went down, or the way she kind of presented that, I don't know. Let me keep an eye on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not often that situation it's a deal breaker, unless, I mean, of course, you know, it's like the other side of, you know. A lady asked a dude, and he was like, yeah, you know, I just, you know, came home drunk one day, and, you know, I beat her up or something, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then, yeah, it's you probably should get the hell out of that.
probably.
Right then and there.
You should.
Right after you down.
Be like, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm at Starbucks. Can I get a police escort out of here?
Right. Get thee to thy car. Okay, so now in the next clip, Lawrence is actually going to give his opinion about this topic.
I get it, Pam, but here's the other part of it. You ask somebody what happened in their relationships, they would just say something like, well, we weren't a good match, or he cheated on me, or I found out some stuff about him that I didn't know. People never tell their contribution to it. Tell what you did too. They'll say he messed up.
I said, what did you do? Ask the question.
But you gotta people remember. Do not have to share that, and you find out after you're already in it.
Now, you know what? Let me jump in first here, Queen. Now, although Pam is 100% right in the fact that you should ask, I think where the mistake happens is most women don't ask. They interrogate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You, in most situations like that, and in most situations like that, there aren't just regular open-ended questions where a person can give you a yes, no, you know.
Closed.
Right. So instead of just keeping the conversation flowing, asking open-ended questions, giving some situations of your situation and making them more comfortable to speak, mm-hmm. a lot of times it's, I'm going in with a line of questioning that almost sounds like I'm blaming you for what happened. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You have an example?
I don't.
Okay.
But if one pops up, you know, I'll share.
Okay.
Because I'm here to make sure people don't go down the road that I went down.
You are so kind.
No doubt.
You is important.
No doubt.
Anyway.
Recap the heart. Right? Coming to you soon.
Oh, God. Not another show. So I actually think
don't steal that title. You heard I said that shit today. I swear to God, if I see a show come up called Recap the Heart, I will.
You will what?
Send a cease and desist letter.
Right, okay. So I think Lawrence actually made a good point, but by saying, do people, you know, tell their contributions to a breakup? I think some people do. Some people do. Some people don't. You know, some people are honest. But I do think, like they both said, it's important to ask questions and to go sometimes a little bit deeper.
Right.
But to kind of find that balance where you're not, like you said, interrogating somebody so they get defensive. Right. You know what I mean?
And that's something, it's actually a change that I recognize that I made like in the last maybe 7-8 years, where I remember situations where people might have asked me, hey, so what happened, you know, why are you single? What happened in your last relationship? And I would just go full all in with, oh, man, she did, man, that bitch was crazy, you know. Where now, I actually lead with what I could have done better.
See, that's good.
You know, I actually lead with, you know what? I think for both of us, it was a situation that we both mishandled. And then from there,
ownership.
I will get into actually kind of what led to our demise. Mm. And then from that, I'll let the person listening make their decision on, you know, what happened.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to do it. You know,
it's been a lot better for me. You know what? It's a lot more comforting for me, because one thing I do notice after telling those stories, I don't feel amped up like I had to relive the situation. Mm. I kind of feel a little bit more like, it's almost a reminder of my imperfections. Like, come on, B, you know, you're still a work in progress sort of thing. So.
And don't do that shit again.
Don't do that shit again. And try not to call her a bitch while you tell this young lady what
happened.
Right,
yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Find another word. Today we're going to substitute young lady for bitch.
Uh-oh.
And this young lady.
Right. In your brain you're thinking, I feel like he's saying bitch, but right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got me going down memory lane.
I know. I'm like, well, come back to me. Come back.
You saw me pick my phone. I'm about to cut somebody
out. Okay, come back.
All right. So anyway, as we spoke of, this is a live show.
Yes.
And people get to call in.
That's actually kind of good, but kind of bad.
Yeah. It is.
Because it makes for some interesting fodder. So.
I'm gonna let the listeners form their own opinion. I form my own.
Oh, okay.
But I want to say, I noticed a sort of a sort of a trend.
Okay.
When I listen to some of these shows.
Oh.
And I think you'll hear at the end of my clips here, mm-hmm. the trend kind of reveals itself a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So, well, I'm just going to go into ours, mine.
And I just want to say it seems that in today's relationships,
and just remind the person speaking now is actually someone that's called into the show.
Right.
Okay.
We define neediness as mostly in a financial ideology. Okay. Uh-huh. You have to deal with one person who is giving of themselves more financially than the other person is. Or in another sense, we can deal with it on an intimacy level when one person is giving of themselves more intimately than the other person is, and that's how we judge what needy is and what isn't. And in most cases, and you're speaking from a feminine perspective, and so I don't necessarily fault you on aspect, but let's not get into the realm of where it is the man that is the only person that can be needy in this situation, because females can also be needy as well.
I just want to pause it right there and just kind of rewind a little bit.
Get ready.
Okay. I'm just saying, the gentleman clearly said, or he clearly pointed out, that Pam is speaking from a female's point of view. Mm-hmm. She's a female. That's the point of view that she can most accurately speak from. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he just sort of cautioned that in your speaking, maybe not make it sound so lopsided that this is a man issue only and women don't have the issue.
That's so funny. I really honestly didn't think she was doing that. But anyway, go ahead and finish this clip.
So I just wanted to point that out as we continue.
Yep.
Well, I never said that they couldn't. I'm just giving the perspective.
Okay, I understand you're giving the female perspective, and, you know, I won't fault you for that. That's what you do. But in today's relationship society, you know what I'm saying? I come from the philosophy like my grandparents, who were married for 60 years until their death, okay? And one thing that my grandmother always taught me when I was growing up is that in relationships in their age, people stayed together because they actually needed each other. We as a people needed each other. There was very little that we could say that we could do without each other. Because when you took vows, especially in marriage, when you said in death do you part, that was pretty much understood that that's what you were going to do. So when we say we needed each other and we couldn't picture ourselves without the other person, that's what we meant. But it seems all too convenient nowadays to where we say, And I'm not going to fault one person or the other, but it seems like people want to preach that if this person is not doing what you need them to do for you, then you don't need them. So we're dealing from the get-go from a perspective of neediness. I need you to perform a certain task or to fill a certain void in my life. And if you don't do that, then I don't need you. I can look for the next person who can fill that void and who can supply me with all of my needs.
Okay, so while I will admit that that caller sort of took the long way around to get to his point, he did make some good points in what he said.
I have some feedback on one of his points, and I know that was a caller and it wasn't Pam and it wasn't Lawrence,
right?
But I do have something to say, if you don't mind. Give me a minute. So he was saying back in the day people got married and they stayed together and people needed each other back in the day. But I know, I'm not saying all, but some women back in the day, and I don't know how far he is going, but let's say back to my grandmother's day, that some women got married and they had kids and, you know, and they stayed in those relationships, not because they necessarily wanted to be there and feel needed, but they stayed out of circumstance because it was kind of like they kind of had to.
Absolutely.
You know, because it was like, it's not like you can just go down the street and be like, you know what, I'm going to go work at McDonald's and get myself and my kids out of this situation.
Right.
You know, so that was one, just one thing where he said that, that kind of made me raise my eyebrow a little bit. But right.
And, you know, and I totally agree with you, but I kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt that he was speaking of the things where, you know, the man and the woman, especially back in that time, brought certain skill sets of survival to where they needed each other.
Sure.
You know.
I see. I mean, I hear.
No doubt. We have a saying that we say nowadays, Queen. Mm-hmm. I think it goes something like, don't come for me unless I send for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes an invitation to come for you, you don't even have to send it out.
Ooh.
I'll just be there.
Okay.
I'm not going to carry on because I get my head chewed off when I carry on. But I must say this. When you call in as a caller, please have heard all the viewpoints of the host before you are saying that I'm giving a negative perspective, because 9 times out of 10, you did not hear everything that I said before you opened up your mouth. With that being said, let's move on. So long.
So can I just start off from the brick and tell her,
please, as Pam, I count to 10.
Pam, you could not be on the Indeep show because you don't understand how many times I will ask a question with sitting in the same room as these people and I have to repeat my question or I have to repeat myself. I mean, maybe that caller just kind of, you know, he came in and you guys could have just said, hey caller, this is what we're talking about. This is, you know, give him a little bit of a recap, if you will, you know, because maybe he came in and... Why are you looking at me like that? Maybe he came in and, you know, caught a little bit of it, but girl.
Okay.
You read him.
Personal feelings aside.
You read him to the left and to the right, and that person took time out to call you. So.
Okay. Now.
I think it was kind of funny, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
But hold on. Okay.
It was funny.
I've listened to this particular show, and you know how it goes when we have to prepare for a show.
Yeah.
You find the show, you listen to it.
Most of the time, you're listening to it twice.
You listen to it probably twice, yeah. Just to kind of get some of the stuff that you may have missed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to go in and I have to record it.
Right.
Dealing with the shit that we deal with in this damn studio, I have to usually end up recording things 2 or 3 times mm-hmm. to get it down.
Sure.
So I've heard this show. I've listened to that call a couple of times, and for the life of me, I don't remember any part of what he said of her saying anything, A, negative.
Right.
Or necessarily disagreeing with anything that she said.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Only thing he said specific to her was a part that I stopped.
Right.
And went back over.
Right.
Okay. So.
Don't come for me unless I send for you.
So, thank what?
I wish I had Drew here to help me say that.
And so, I was just like, wait a what? It's like, is the pistol cocked and loaded and ready for fire? And just in case nothing jump off, I'm just going to bust some shots in the air? I mean...
Or maybe she was just letting future callers know.
Is that? Because it sounded like she was locked and loaded.
Maybe she was just letting future callers know, hey. Hey, girl, hey. Hey, boy, hey.
I can dig it.
Don't.
Couldn't be me.
Don't do it.
Couldn't be me, because... Blog Talk Radio or not, I'd have found my way back on that line. And we would have had to, next week's show would have been a continuation. Because, nah, nigga, nah. Anyway.
But you guys, go back and look at, listen to earlier episodes on...
as many as Blog Talk will allow.
Yeah, if you can figure it out. But I will tell you, one show they did was December 30th, and I figured this out by date. They're talking about dysfunctional relationships or dysfunction in relationships, and that was actually a really interesting conversation between Pam and Lawrence.
No doubt. I can definitely say that I think across the board, they really do have some good topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do a pretty good job of delivering the male and female perspective.
Sure.
Even if that perspective is a male and jaded female perspective.
Oh.
I'm just saying, it's still a male-female perspective.
Why you have to use that word, though?
What'd you say about that, Savion Glover? If the shoe fits, tap dance, nigga, tap dance.
That's your saying. Anyway, again, the show is called A Different Identity Radio Show. You can find it on Blog Talk Radio if you can find it. And if you have any feedback for them or you want to reach out to them, you can hit them at adifferentidentity@gmail.com.
.com, not .com for me.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let that go. So.
So.
Headphone ratings.
Headphone ratings. While I must say that this show is consistent, solid in its content, and is by all means worthy of 5 headphones, I must say that there are a couple elements that sort of knock it down a little bit. One, I'm going to say that sometimes you don't get sometimes you don't get the perspective of, I don't think the benefit of the doubt is given to both genders. I think there's a lot of, or at least it sounds a lot of times, that it's coming from a personal point of view rather than an in general point of view. And if, and it, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, I was going to say, sometimes I think that's good to give your
but if you're going to do that,
perspective,
I think you should address it as such, as opposed to saying, this is what the majority of men think, this is what the majority of women think. I think you should say, I think it would be better if you can give both sides and say, you know, where most women might think this, me and my experiences think this.
Sometimes that's easier said than done.
Absolutely, yeah. I understand. But from what I get to hear, and from the defense that was taken, you know, there seems to be a lot of, I don't know if I want to say confusion or misunderstanding in some of the viewpoints taken. And, you know, that in itself should kind of say to you, all right, well, maybe this isn't exactly even across the board.
What is your headphone rating, sir?
I'm getting to that. Thank you. The other thing that I think brings down a notch is the lack of archive availability. Because, again, this is a good show. This is one of the shows that once you hear it, you know, a lot of stuff resonates with a lot of people. So you want to hear the previous show and the previous show. And just like you do when you find a new podcast, you want to go back and hear as many shows as you can, especially if it's a once-a-week podcast. You know, you have, you know, 6 days to keep going back through archives to hear a new show. So the fact that that is not available is frustrating. Lastly,
agree.
The Blog Talk Radio thing. My God, if anyone on the sound of my voice that is on Blog Talk can get off of Blog Talk Island, please do. That is the most horrible.
It's confusing as shit.
It's confusing for a listener to find your show. I mean, they'll type in the name of your show and it will show them 65 other shows that may sound like it. You know what I'm saying? And well, of which yours is probably not one of.
I was going to say, now Stitcher will do that too, but the difference is, you know, with Stitcher, once you find that show, you click on it and you listen. You can listen to only that show. But versus Blog Talk, where you're listening to that one show, the next thing you know, you're in a totally different show land.
If you have to pause the show for any reason, it starts a new show for you that you didn't even look for. But the difference with Stitcher is this. A lot of shows, may have a different spelling for a word or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you get that wrong, then it'll pick up a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. But if you type the show exactly how it is titled, mm-hmm. most times it's going to give you maybe one or two options, if not just the option that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Or it'll do the suggestive thing. It's like once you get three or four letters in, it'll kind of pop it up like, hey, I think you're looking for this. Mm-hmm. Where Blog Talk, that shit is like fucking Google. You type the exact name of the damn show in, and here's a list of every show we've ever done. You know? And we won't get in on the sound quality. So with that, I'm going to say this show that should have been, in my opinion, a potential five headphone show is a three.
Okay.
I was going to say 2.75, but a three.
Okay. Actually, I really don't have to go into go in depth about, you know, what I would give or what my breakdown is, because you pretty much essentially said everything.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Mm-hmm. But just because I like the interaction between the two of them.
Absolutely.
And that laugh that Lawrence does. Yeah. What's the character? Snidely, Sniggly?
Schmedley?
He's always like, right. Every time I heard him laugh, it made me laugh. Right. So,
I can almost just kind of imagine him like, here we go.
Right. Right. Of course. You can definitely hear that. So for me, I actually would give them 3.5 headphones.
Nice. 3.5. So there you have it.
There you have it. Once again, A Different Identity Radio. Go to a differentidentity@gmail.com if you have any feedback for them, or if you want to ask them how to find their show. Maybe they can help you find it a little easier than we can. So we're going to go take a quick break. And, you know, we got some talking to do.
Absolutely.
Welcome back. Hello, you. What? What?
No doubt. Hey, just we had to get to that break, but I just wanted to remind, as always with our TR, the guests are definitely invited to join us.
Yes, thank you for reminding me to say that. So if you feel we got something right, you feel we got something wrong, and you want to come on the show to talk about it, please feel free to do so. And you can send your email to recaptherecap@gmail.com, and we will answer you post haste.
And you know what? Another thing that the Queen and I decided to do is, listeners, if you feel we got something right or wrong, and you want to maybe add your take on what you've heard, or if you've heard these shows before.
Sure enough.
Send it in, written, verbal. Definitely send it in, and we would like to get your opinions out there as well.
Sure.
It's not just about us.
No, definitely not.
It's about all of us.
Sure. I mean, because we really do appreciate the feedback that we get, and, you know, and we may not always act like, but we totally care.
Did I tell y'all that Queenie spiked my coffee?
What? Sir? What?
You trying to take advantage of me?
No.
My coffee did not have vodka in it when we started the show.
You trying to blame that on me?
I'm just saying.
You trying to blame that espresso vodka on me? Stay tuned. New show.
Rape and pillage of a producer.
Oh, what? Like somebody has to do that to you. Anyway.
Speaking. I'm the only thing I know that has a push button derobe.
Right.
Like I push one button and all my clothes fall off. Like, oh, don't do right. this to me.
No, don't. Please. No, don't. No, don't. Please.
Especially when you touch me right here. Don't touch me right here. Right there. Don't touch me. Oh!
Right. Okay. Alrighty. So, speaking of feedback, we have some feedback from Chad, the Dark Minch. Where you been, Chad? What you up to?
The Minch.
Haven't seen you on Twitter lately. So, what are you doing? Twitter. So, the feedback goes as follow. Hello, Queenine and Big B. Hey, hey. First of all, let me thank you for reading my feedback on the previous episode. I'm going to laugh at this part. Sorry for tripping you up with all those $5 words. I was like, why can I not get this word out? I know what it means. I can see what it means, how you pronounce it. I just can't get the goddamn word out. But anyway, I had just woken up when I sent that email. And when I'm tired, my vocab gets extra fancy. Damn, I need to be tired all the time. So I can throw out some big words. On the subject of the officer-friendly days of community policing, as nostalgic as it makes me for a time I never lived in, I acknowledge the fact that as long as racism maintains its grip on America, those days will never return. Once police officers stop perceiving black people as members of the community and start seeing us as criminally itself, policing as community service went out the window. It's impossible to justly serve a community that you view as the enemy.
Chad. That feedback sound like you should have had an old Negro spiritual.
I know, right?
Playing underneath it. Mm-hmm. As long as America has its grips of racism
on the Negro,
on the Negro culture.
Mm-hmm. It is impossible to justly serve a community that you view as the enemy.
We need some more for love.
All right. Chad, thank you for that feedback, sir.
Thank you, Chad.
We greatly appreciate you.
Do we have some more?
No, that's... I'm running out of time today, so that I'll read some on the next show.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right. That should probably be my cue that I need to get ready for our next segment.
Yes.
All right. Let me get ready.
Please do.
Yep. So, what is our next segment, Queen?
Our next segment is called Can I Talk My Shit?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Can I talk my shit again?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy 12 Kyle from the 12 Radio Show and the host of Dead End Sports. And I got a quick question for you. Can I talk my shit? I got a rant real quick about Bill Cosby, man. I'm a fan, or at least I used to be a fan. Hell, I don't even know what to think anymore. Here's what I know. If 20 women come up with the same story about the same dude, no matter how long ago it was, it's probably true. I think Bill Cosby leveraged his power and his celebrity against these women, and he took advantage of them. And I'm not saying that everybody's telling the truth, but I think most of these women are telling the truth. And what it does is it puts me as a fan or former fan in a spot. Is he Bill Cosby, the philanthropist, the devoted actor and devoted family man? Or is he Bill Cosby, the guy who takes advantage of women? I don't know what to think at this point. I mean, it almost makes me feel like the whole situation with Michael Jackson again. I mean, these kids said that Michael Jackson touched them, but when Off the Wall comes on or Billie Jean comes on, I'm dancing my ass off. I don't know what to think. And at this point, I don't know what to think about Bill Cosby. What I do know is where there's smoke, ultimately there's fire. That's it for me. I'll holler at you guys later. Peace.
Hey, how about that? Can I talk my shit from Kyle?
Good job.
Good
homie.
Job.
Don't play no music next time.
Hey, what can you? Know, most podcasters or most people do have something.
I understand. I mean, if you have to, you're stepping on my producer toes.
Right, but a lot of people are. You know, I think they. I don't know that. They're confused. Kind of like he is. They're confused when it comes to Bill Cosby.
Oh, whew. I'm glad you got to that point.
What?
I was just like, did you just call that man confused?
I'm saying they're confused.
I didn't know we were still talking about this.
Yes, we're still talking about it. So they're confused when it comes to Bill Cosby, you know, that situation. And he made a really great point about Michael Jackson, which a lot of people, you can even throw R. Kelly into that pile of people. But I digress. We'll talk about that at a different time, different day. So thank you so much, Kyle, for sending in your Can I Talk My Shit? So if you'd like to send in yours, you can send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com.
Yes, you can.
So thank you guys for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show.
Thank you. Different identity. That was a good recap today.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. You can find me on Twitter at @MS_SmartyPants with the Z. Don't be afraid to follow us on Facebook at Recap the Recap Show.
Absolutely. You can find me burping the baby called Twitter Streets.
Oh, no.
In Deep Show B.
Pamper, baby, all of it. Thank you guys. Bye.